Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. As you all well know, we've been talking about these raids that have been unconstitutionally and illegally taking place across the country. And isn't it interesting that during the break, teeing up the show today, we just heard from the useful idiots in the conservative side, yesterday's liberals, propagating and promulgating a narrative that is set on propaganda, as if to suggest two of the agents were hurt before they shot and killed an individual. You know, that's what they do, friends. They always put themselves in the victim position, and then they dare you to hit back so they can attack. I was just talking to someone today. As a matter of fact, I was talking to my friend Bill, whose house was raided 1 week ago, last week, in Ohio, for simply being at the January 6th, the day of insurrection. Regardless of the facts, friends, the mainstream media keeps driving their lying narrative, because what they're doing is they're creating domestic terrorists. That's you and me. And I want to remind you, Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition of terrorist was government by intimidation. So they've watered down the words. They reversed the meanings. Read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. And the American people are not doing their due diligence. Most of them aren't. They're just going along with the next new narrative that they're driving, regardless if it involves the facts or not. Remember, every war and every casualty to every war, friends, the first one is always the truth. And that's exactly what's missing from this narrative today. But during that conversation, friends, I was going back and forth with him concerning what's going on in America. And I referred him over to John Whitehead, and hopefully they're going to be able to get something done concerning what's going on with the FBI, the American version of the Gestapo, along with the CIA, and what it is that they're doing to the innocents. If they're going to arrest anybody, why aren't they arresting the people in Washington, D.C.? Well, you know who's pushing the envelope here, friends. But we need not sit back. We need not be quiet right now. We need to stand up. We need to shout. We need to protest. And we need to take our country back. And we need to hold these said agents concerning the unconstitutional agency of that of the FBI accountable for their crimes against we the people. I shared with you yesterday, friends, what happens when the American people stand up. On social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, heavily censored, by the way, just so you know, along with beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. I just highlighted October 7th, just a couple days ago, 5 days ago, 665 FBI agents quit to avoid punishment after misconduct investigations. So you can see what happens when the people stand up. These rats flurry, don't they? Yes, that's exactly what's happening. Yesterday we had John Whitehead. And boy, I got to tell you, friends, I was a little taken back by his willingness to go ahead and stand up for who we are. And a guy's only going to do that when he understands where he came from. And John Whitehead is just one of those guys, the lead attorney from Rutherford Institute. As a matter of fact, one of the things that John had brought up is the fact that the FBI is to discredit, disrupt, and destroy. Okay? And he's talking about how the government plans to get rid of activists and dissidents who stand in its way. It's standing in the way of its lawlessness. Do you understand people such as myself, friends, are standing in the place of those that claim to be in law enforcement? Yet there's a difference between me and them. I'm holding to the law. They're transgressing the law. And I'm not talking about all of them. I'm talking about the corruption that we're seeing in the FBI right now. And it does, in fact, also point its finger at the alphabets of all these agencies that are completely unconstitutional, because most of them are. But I want you to understand what's going on here is this has been, said John Whitehead, always been the modus operandi of the FBI, more aptly referred to as the Federal Bureau of Intimidation, muzzle anti-government sentiments. I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-crime. I'm pro-government. God ordained and established what it is that we have today through common law. Exodus 18:25, in part, 30% of all your laws are premised on the word of God, friends. I'm totally for good government. Folks, let me put it this way. I hate injustice. I hate injustice. Matter of fact, just kind of teeing this up because I see a call coming in right now. I took the time after talking with John Whitehead yesterday in reaching out to Sheriff Richard Mack. And when I was reaching out to Richard Mack, I was able to get him on. We're going to have him on today in just a couple minutes here. And he started telling me about a raid that took place concerning him and his offices during the time that he was standing up on the side of the law, just like the rest of us are. Okay? And if you can't figure out who the bad guy is from that, friends, then that's your problem. We're holding to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws. They're falling to, we said, and you better believe us, because if you don't, we're going to use our thugs to beat it into you and browbeat you into submission. Okay? This is a sad state in America today. But we're going to have Richard Mack with us in just a couple moments here. I wanted to highlight a couple things before I get him on here. And during the last segment, I'm going to do the same thing. Listen to this carefully. Donald Trump, back in 2019, promised to give the FBI whatever they needed to investigate and disrupt hate crimes. Folks, all hate is motivated, or all crime is motivated by hate. See what they're doing? And he said he also gave them all power over to the FBI concerning whatever they want, concerning domestic terrorists, without any apparent thought for the Constitution, and as to what it prohibits. I'm sorry, folks, I'm looking at the screen right now, forgive me, on such overreach. What happened just before dawn of January 25th, 2019, the FBI sent in 29 heavily armed agents in 17 vehicles to carry out a SWAT-style raid on the Florida home of Roger Stone. In March 2021, under the pretext of carrying out an inventory of the U.S. private vaults, the FBI agents raided 1,400 safe deposit boxes in Beverly Hills, California, seizing more than $86 million in cash, as well as gold, jewelry, and other valuables from property owners who were suspected of no crimes. In 2021, FBI agents raided another individual's home, former mayor of New York, seizing 18 electronic devices. More than a year later, this individual has yet to be charged with any crimes. 2022 of June, Jeffrey Clark, a former Justice Department individual, was led out of his home in his pajamas while federal law enforcement officials raided his home. Folks, these are the point men for the fall of the Republic, if we can't make any discernment or decipher the difference
in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. I'll give you that number just so you have the heads up as to what it is. If you want to go ahead and call and leave a message with GCN, I can read that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, also wanted to let you know that if you're on social media platforms, if you want to leave a comment or a question for Richard Mack, please let me know and I'll do my best to propose it to him. Folks, without further ado, Richard, thank you for joining us in such a short amount of time, first and foremost. And second of all, I need not give you an introduction. Everybody knows who you are. And that adds to the honor in which you've stood for so many years in this country. Over the last couple of days, I've been noticing a lot of raids taking place. As a matter of fact, last week, one of my friends in Warsaw, Ohio was raided, because he just happened to be a luckless soul that was at, on the Capitol grounds in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. He's the biggest sweetheart known to mankind. Well, when I was going back and forth with you before getting you on the show, you had brought up the fact that you have a story to tell us, too. So without further ado, thank you for joining us. And second of all, go ahead and share that interview with or that raid with us, because I'm curious as to know what's going on.
Well, it happened 25 years ago, but just so you know, 24 years ago, my calling card, as you very well know, and people who know that my calling card is that I sued the federal government, the Clinton administration, to stop the overreach associated with the Brady Bill. And the Brady Bill was the first time in history where sheriffs were actually commanded by the United States Congress and the president to enforce one of their gun control laws known as the Brady Bill. Well, it also threatened to arrest us if we failed to comply. So they really wanted sheriffs to enforce this. Why? I'm not sure. I think maybe it was a testing ground to see how many sheriffs would go along, see how they could control the sheriffs of this country, because they know they have nothing over us and that we cannot be commandeered for federal bidding unless we choose to. They cannot force us. So anyway, the Brady Bill was a monstrous overreach, and I decided that I was going to sue the federal government. I was the only sheriff in the nation doing this at the time. Thank God, six other sheriffs joined me in the lawsuit. So there were seven of us out of 3,086 that actually went public and said, we're not going to do this. And we sued. And then we were victorious. We won at the United States Supreme Court, a major landmark case for state sovereignty, local autonomy, and the authority of the sheriffs. Now, this is where it gets complicated, because I lost my third election because of that lawsuit. And I didn't win at the U.S. Supreme Court until about 9 or 10 months after I lost my third bid for sheriff. And a lot of people in my community love the Second Amendment. They're big-time Second Amendment supporters. But they just thought I was wasting my time and that I was trying to be an activist instead of a sheriff. Well, I couldn't disagree with them, because I never thought we were really going to the Supreme Court either. I thought I was probably wasting my time, too. Well, miraculously, the miracle happened. We went to the Supreme Court, and even more miraculous, we won. So I was unemployed. I was a substitute teacher at a local school, and some people from Utah, where I started my police career, asked me to move back and run for sheriff in Utah County, one of the most conservative counties in America. So I said, yeah, I would kind of like to do that. So my campaign's going very well. I won the convention. So the Utah County delegates get to a big conference convention, and there's three of us running. I got 49.5%. The incumbent got 26, and then one of his deputies got 24. I beat them 2-1, okay? But if you put them together, it's basically 50-50. And that's the way everybody thought the race was going, all the polls, all the papers. And the incumbent and I said the same thing. At all our public presentations, we said, this race is going to be extremely close. Well, in comes the FBI to make sure. So you need to remember, June 27, 1997, I beat the federal government at the U.S. Supreme Court. 1 year later, June 8, 1998, is the primary, Republican primary, for Utah County Sheriff. The election is over that day. So here we go. 3 days before the election, the FBI raided my office. And I was actually in an office building owned by a guy that, or rented by a guy who I didn't know, but he was doing something the FBI didn't like. He was selling securities without a license. I had nothing to do with that. I was a consultant for him on other issues, and I had nothing to do with it. But they put my name on that search warrant. They put my name on it.
That was the excuse.
So get the real kicker here. I lose the election, and I never hear from the FBI again. Never again. I'm not indicted. I'm not taken before a judge. I'm not interviewed by the FBI office in Washington or in Salt Lake City. Nowhere. Nothing. They return all the little papers they took from my office that had nothing to do with anything. In fact, most of it was campaign stuff that they took. But that the only thing that I ever heard from them again is they returned all my papers. That's it. Nothing else. So it appears that, first of all, they had 2 weeks to serve the warrant, right? 2 weeks. They picked the day that would do me the most damage politically, where I couldn't have a time enough to respond and do damage control. So 3 days before the election, the worst time, and I accused them of that when they were in my office. I said, Why would you guys serve this warrant today? You could have served it a day after the election. You could have served it the day of the election. And I said, why did you pick today? And they couldn't give me an answer. And of course, they're a bunch of liars. But Mar-a-Lago was not the FBI's first rodeo. And believe me, I know. In fact, I think what they did to me was worse than what they did to Trump. They made sure I could not be sheriff again. And they controlled that election, not the people of Utah County.
Yeah, I was going to say it's interesting because there's a recycle of this going on. Matter of fact, over in Michigan, this guy was literally, for a better way of saying it, Utah, spanking that of Whitmer over there, that tyrant that's in control somehow or another, and we all know how that works. But it's interesting, Ryan Kelly was running for governor, and he was literally he was outpolling her in a big way. And before you know it, here comes the FBI to raid him. They're attempting to discredit him in front of the face of the people. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes this other individual that nobody knew in the state. Trump comes in, supports her, and all of a sudden, bye-bye Ryan Kelly, the guy that would possibly won, probably without a shadow of a doubt, Richard. And we see it. I mean, and I hear what's going on loud and clear. This is the brown shirts coming in, intimidating, sidetracking, discrediting, demonizing, polarizing, all the things that they do. You know, I guess one of the things that I'd ask you as a sheriff concerning Mar-a-Lago is, where was the sheriff to put a stop to the federal agents, and where was his good buddy, the governor of the state, DeSantis, to put a stop to the feds coming in doing what they did in the first place? I'm curious.
Well, that was really, there was some positive reaction to that from some neighboring sheriffs in Florida. And one of our good constitutional sheriffs there nearby said, I would never have allowed this to occur. At the very least, I would have required them to let my deputies accompany them to make sure that there's a little bit of check and balance on that federal power. But really, to be honest, they had no business being there in the first place. And they're just going to continue to go after this man until he is so beat down that the American people are going to go, oh, gosh, give us DeSantis, give us anybody else. We're tired of all this. You would think that they would be tired of this, but they're not. They are so afraid of that man to be president again because he does two things. He makes them look bad just because he follows the law and he believes in lower taxation and government getting off our back. What Trump's big mistake was is he picked swamp dwellers to be in his cabinet, and he should have never done that, you know. But that was his mistake. I doubt if he'll make that mistake again.
What I want to do after this, and I'm with you, Richard, in the sense of what you're saying, I'm curious to know what your take is on January 6th, because many people believe that the whole thing was orchestrated, from being enticed to being led by provocateurs within the FBI to being trapped, and then to be accused of the crimes of the D.C. police, and these provocateurs were actually inciting against the people. So with that said, let's come back. Let's answer that on the other side. Folks, we're talking to Richard Mack right now, Sheriff Richard Mack, and we're happy to have him. If you got any questions or comments, go to social media platforms. Drop them on there for me, if you would, until Richard's off air with us. We have him for one more segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In September, the producer price index jumped by 0.4%, the highest monthly increase since June when gas prices peaked. The overall year-on-year PPI declined slightly from August as 8.7% to 8.5% in September. The latest numbers also show that fresh and dry vegetables went up 15.7% in 1 month, grain went up 10.7%, and fresh eggs went up 16.7%. Mortgage applications are down again. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying total volume fell by 2% last week compared to the week before. The Major League Baseball divisional playoffs continue on Wednesday with two games highlighted by the Los Angeles Dodgers hosting the San Diego Padres. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Folks, we have Sheriff Richard Mack with us joining us in 157 cities. And by the way, thank you for making us the number one and number two show. We know why you do that. People are hungry for the truth. They want answers. They want resolve to the issues. We understand judgment guards our liberty, and that's why we have these guys on, such as John Whitehead and that of Sheriff Richard Mack today. And we're talking about FBI raids, and I was just proposing the question to Richard here about January 6th. What is your take on January 6th? Because people, more than not, matter of fact, I haven't heard anybody speak in the contrary. And is that my circle? I don't know. But every person that has been asked or been brought the information concerning what took place in January 6th, it seems like without a doubt, it just takes a second to get a response back. It was all orchestrated. Even people I would never have believed to have their eyes open to see it for what it was are saying it was all orchestrated. I mean, they were enticed. They were led. We know that paid provocateurs were sent in, and they were led by the FBI informants that are totally out of sight and out of mind when it comes to the narrative they're trying to set here. Then they were entrapped, and then they were accused of the crimes of the provocateurs and the D.C. police. What is your take on this whole thing with January 6th and how they're trying to keep it alive?
Well, they're trying to keep it alive so they can go after Trump. And this January 6th hearing by Congress is such a sham. What a criminal activity that they have, because they are intentionally distorting and lying and bringing in witnesses who are lying and fabricating evidence, all to go after Trump. And again, because they are so scared to death that this man could be president of the United States again. Now, I will tell you this. I told people not to go. I was invited a dozen times or more to go Trump's rally on January 6th. I said, no, I like Trump. He did a very good job as president. Comparatively speaking, he was one of the best presidents in the history of the United States. Comparatively speaking, as far as being a staunch constitutionalist and cutting agencies that needed to be cut and abolished, no, he didn't do that.
Yep.
But getting rid of the IRS, getting rid of the Federal Reserve, getting rid of the Department of Education, Department of Labor, Department of Energy, he didn't do any of that. Mm-hmm. But he did cut back on the size and scope of government, and he made us energy independent, and he did some other good things, especially his relationship with North Korea and China. But the key is, this meeting, this rally, was going to produce nothing worthy to attend this meeting for. He's going to be gone in 2 weeks. So many people thought he was going to declare the Insurrection Act, speaking of insurrections. I said he's not going to. He would have already done it if he was going to. Mm-hmm. He's not going to. Then he asked Pence to not certify the election. Pence is not going to do that. I could have told Trump he wasn't going to do that. But it just didn't seem to be well planned what Trump had in mind. But to go there 2 weeks before he's leaving with all the emotions, I don't think there's any question that people who totally supported Trump and had sincere motives to support him before he was leaving or to do whatever he was going to do, declaration about the election, they were hoping. They got disappointed in that, and then they went up to the Capitol, and a lot of people did some stupid things. There is no question that there were paid provocateurs. Maybe didn't even have to pay them. There's people who would want to go do that, you know? Antifa would do it for free. They still don't know who put the bombs out the night before. They don't know. They don't. Because they're not trying.
You do know, but Richard, I don't mean to cut you off, but you do realize that Gateway Pundit did an outstanding documentary that was all filmed, where all of, even what you're talking about now, the bombs that were set and the players that were in play, they know who they are. They're not being indicted. And I got to say this, and truth be told, because you were bringing up some things concerning Trump and the things that he did in office. It tells us in Psalm 12:8 that the wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. And we know that Donald Trump, for example, promised to bring justice, that special attorney, to prosecute all the bad guys, drain the swamp. That's what he promised to do. And then 41 seconds into his victory speech, he said that the American people, speaking of Hillary Clinton, owe, literally verbatim, this is what he said, the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to the country. I think everybody was stunned when Trump said that. And, you know, shortly thereafter, he was asked by the mainstream media and their useful idiots, why did you say that? He said it's because what it's political talk. It's what the people wanted to hear. Are you going to prosecute her? Absolutely not. And we've seen that all the way through. And that's how you make America great again. We know justice guards our liberty. But one question that keeps screaming out, just, and I want to get past Trump really quick here, because I want to talk about the constitutionality of the FBI as well. But why is everybody else in jail, Richard, except Donald Trump? Why is everybody in jail except Donald Trump? I'm curious.
I think they still hope they can, but they've had very little evidence to go on to get him, and so they keep trying and trying and trying and trying. They're fishing because there is no evidence, and so they're trying anything they can. Oh, he took some papers home that he wasn't supposed to take home. Well, that still remains to be seen, but it's a ridiculous notion in the first place. And where did they get the probable cause for that? Who knew that he had those papers? And, oh, there's always some backstabber to Trump that comes forward, you know?
Yeah.
So, big deal, you know? But the thing of it is, the biggest sham is that January 6th. And the poor lady that lost her congressional job in Wyoming, you know, she wants to blame Trump for everything, you know? And get off it. Get over it. Get over yourself.
Well, do you remember, Richard, when Trump said they're not coming for me, they're coming for you? Because a lot of what I see right now is being aimed at his supporters. And really, what is equated to the support of Donald Trump? Well, in our minds, it's upholding the Constitution. We're one nation under God. Everything that's American. And it seems like now everybody's going down, including my friend in Warsaw, who's, like I said at the beginning of the show, who's the biggest sweetheart known to mankind. But the FBI raids his home? It's like, who are these people working for? And what else comes to mind is Donald Trump saying that he had the power to do what he wanted to do with the Department of Justice. And yet, as you said, and I say, in agreement, he did nothing with it. And now here we are today paying the ultimate price. This is what I want to ask you. And I got to read this really short. It's a real short statement. It's by a guy that worked as a former U.S. infantry soldier. He said the Constitution, Richard, does not authorize Congress, the voice of the people, to involve itself in fighting crime. From a federal standpoint, federal government is a creature of the states, not the other way around. Yet today what we see, Richard, is the tail wagging the dog. He goes on, from a federal standpoint in the Constitution, it allows for Congress to pursue crimes in counterfeiting securities and coin, piracy, felony on the high seas, and treason. He said, these are specified in the Constitution for the obvious reason that we see in the giant military, the militarization of the federal police agencies today.
Right.
And then he says, all this policing power under one person is a threat to freedom. This large police military presence renders null and void the Posse Comitatus Act that prevents military soldiers from being used against civilians. He said, we may not call the FBI military, but just have a look at them and how it is that are being used today. Even the FBI has sworn an oath to protect the Constitution. It's practically ignored today. And then he says, the Supreme Court makes decisions regarding civil liberties and the FBI gladly takes advantage. And then he ends with, for example, recording all online and phone conversation activities with no reasonable suspicion of a crime, entering your home without a search warrant. Someone who takes an oath to uphold and protect the Constitution should do just exactly that and nothing more. And he ends with saying it's absurd and definitely constitutional, does not make it so. He said this can be found in the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8 of the enumerated powers found within. What say you concerning the constitutionality of the FBI within itself?
I have quoted that same thing. They have five law enforcement powers delegated to them. And you just mentioned them. Counterfeiting, treason, felonies committed on the high seas, and they're supposed to protect our borders from invasion or violations of treaties. There's five. That's it. They have stolen or usurped about 5,000. They can interdict on drugs at the border. That's the only place they have authority and jurisdiction. The rest is up to the states. And this monstrous militarization of these federal bureaucracies that have no authority to exist in the first place, very minimal authority to exist in the first place, is absolutely one of the worst things going on in our country. They are the criminals. The greatest threat to our God-given liberty is our own federal government.
Amen. You know what? I'm so happy when I hear it. Why are the sheriffs across the country not standing up against these atrocities being committed on the innocent people of this country by those that are committing the act of transgression against those innocent people?
I ask the sheriff every day. You know, some of them actually believe that they don't have the authority to keep their oath of office. But too many of them are too worried about keeping their jobs instead of doing their jobs.
Okay. You want to drive people to your websites. I know that you're a part of an organization right now where you're basically allied with other sheriffs that are actually doing the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry. You want to go ahead and tell people your URL, Sheriff Mack?
Everyone can join us. Everyone can be part of the CSPOA Posse. CSPOA Posse at CSPOA.org. Everybody can donate and join right there.
I totally appreciate you. I hope to get you on again soon, my friend. Thank you for jumping on.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. With such short notice.
You bet.
Folks, we'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows, unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder. Cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Bob calling in from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, Bradley. Thanks so much. I don't want to wear out my welcome. Just last hour, I was on with Ambassador Keys about this idea. It's the one I ran by you and John Whitehead Monday, and that is getting you guys with a big voice showing up at your commissioner's court and demonstrating and sharing your knowledge with those commissioners on specific. First project would be the threat that election machines pose to us, but just basically to demonstrate the idea of how you go to commissioner's court, fill out a form, speak for 3 minutes, and tell them the truth.
Bob, do you have a video of you doing just that at one of these meetings?
I do, and some of
you want. Why don't you send me one, and I will play for the people.
I don't want me on there. I want you on there.
Because,
no, really. I want you, and I want Richard Mack, and I want Alan Key. Alan's going to think about it seriously, and it, when you guys, actually fear God more than man, and go to your commissioner's court and tell them the truth, then people will listen, and it will set our numbers. The only thing we have left is our numbers, 99-1, and God-fearing numbers, maybe 40-1. But I just pray that you will consider doing this.
Listen, here's the deal, Bob, and just because we've had this conversation and I've heard, you know, you say some things, you know, just about what we need to do, and I'm not being disrespectful at all. I'm just saying that this ministry right here is literally being burnt on four ends, if not more. If there was more ends to burn it on, we'd be burning it up because we need more time for every day. And I don't know, and I've said this to my wife, and I said it probably within the last couple months here, if even that long, where I said, I don't know where I have ever disobeyed an unction or a leading of the Holy Ghost, because man is not something that I fear, Bob. Man has never been anything that I feared. I believe I move in the fear of the Lord, where it tells us in Proverbs 28 is strong is their confidence and much assurance. And I have no problem doing this. It's trying to find the time to do it, because I'm encompassed by people like Richard Mack and John Whitehead, and Alan Keyes is a friend of mine as well, and all across the country. And I have friends that are state troopers. I have friends that are police officers that are doing the same thing that we're doing here. And I also know that the mainstream media would muffle our victory. And see, you can only suppress a people for so long, history teaches us, before they say it, that's enough. As a matter of fact, Bob, if you remember right, I had Judge Roy Moore on concerning his $8.2 million victory over those that maliciously defamed him. And do you remember what he said right during the end of the show? I gave him the last word. He said, Bradley, he said, the media doesn't want you to know that we have the victory. That's exactly right. There's a lot more of us out there, but we need to come together under God and let the Lord basically ostracize our enemies at every given step, and he'll do just that. But if you want to go ahead, and if you want to send me personally, Bob, one of the videos of you doing what you do, and give me an instruction as to what it is that you're asking me to do on a local level, I have no problem doing it. As a matter of fact, I wish I had 100 of what my heart is towards the Lord here, because the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, and it never will. But I'm telling you what, those that I'm talking of, we need 100 men who fear God and nothing else, because we can do this, and I believe that we can do it, Bill. Bob, I didn't mean to be so long-winded about it, but I'm just getting more thoughts as I think more and more. But please, give me an example, give me your instructions, and I will take it locally, my friend.
Okay, if I may.
Yes.
It will take, I don't know how close you are to the courthouse, it'll take you an hour to fill out the form and speak on the 3 minutes of your public participation. And with your power of presentation, I'm just a lousy speaker, but I speak at our commissioner's court about three times a month. I've been doing it ever since Archbishop Vigano made his statement. And, you know, everything I told our court, they have ignored. But somebody mm-hmm. like you, with your audience, showing your audience how they can also magnify your voice, but just showing them how. They don't know how to show up at commissioner's court. They don't know how to fill out the form. And I just know that this will set your fire like the innards of a volcano.
Amen. Well, the Bible does say that we're called to be ministers of the flame of fire in Hebrews 1:7, so I'm all about that. Bob, you have my email address, correct? Go ahead and send it over.
I don't think I do.
Well, can you call into the office after the show today, and we'll get it over to you?
Okay, thank you.
Yep, and by the way, Bob, you are never you are never wearing out your welcome here, just for the record. Yesterday, I was highlighting, the time that it was allotted to me, the crimes of the FBI. And you just heard what Sheriff Richard Mack said. They have no constitutional authority. See, if it's a pretended authority and you pretend with them, they're going to continuously do the things that they're doing today. And it's assailing the innocent, not the wicked. Because you all the well know as to who they should be arresting if they were a constitutional agency. But they're not. They're going after their political opposition. If you know anything about the history of dictators, friends, exactly how it's being played out right now, Adolf Hitler used his brown shirts to deal with his political opposition. Dictators, nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:4. But yesterday somebody asked me to highlight more of the crimes. So here you have it. The SWAT team kicked open the door of Marine Jose Guarana's home during a drug raid and opened fire upon him. Thinking his home was being invaded by criminals, Guarana told his wife and child to hide in a closet, grab a gun, and waited in the hallway to confront the intruders. He never fired his weapon, friends. As a matter of fact, the safety was still on his gun when he was killed. The SWAT officers, however, not as restrained, fired 70 rounds of ammunition at Guarana. 23 of those bullets made contact. Guarana had no prior criminal record, and the police found nothing illegal in his home. Where is government assuming this authority to create agencies to war against its own people? It doesn't exist. 70-year-old Ayanna Jones was sleeping on her living room sofa, which is positioned under a window, when suddenly the silence of the night was shattered by a flash grenade thrown through the living room window, followed by the sounds of police bursting into her apartment and a gun going off. Rushing into the room, Ayanna's father, Charles, found himself tackled by police and forced to lie on the floor, his face in a pool of his daughter's blood. It would be hours before Charles would be informed that his daughter was dead. The 34-year-old suspect the police had been looking for would later be found elsewhere in the apartment building. They raided the wrong home. They killed the wrong people. Then there was the time the police used a battering ram to break into the home of 92-year-old Catherine Johnson, mistakenly believing her house to be a drug den. Fearing that burglars were entering into her home, which was situated in a dangerous neighborhood, Johnson fired a warning shot. When the door burst open, police unleashed a hail of gunfire, hitting Johnson with 6 bullets, murdering a 92-year-old innocent man. This is the FBI. Just want to let you know, folks, our forefathers told us that if you want to right the wrongs, tell the people the transgressions. Where is the authority for them to be acting out in such a fashion? And how dare you stand up? Yesterday I had highlighted the fact that Mr. Weaver and his family in Utah, it bothers me to no end, knowing the story, and how the government failed to use him as a witness against the Aryan Nation, white supremacist, and because he wouldn't go along, they set him up. And when he didn't show up in court, friends, the FBI decided to go under Bush, by the way, decided to go over to his house in the mountains and kill his dog, kill his 14-year-old boy Samuel. His wife steps outside in time, steps outside of the building with baby in arms, feeling that no one would dare take a shot at her, shoots her in the head, holding her baby. And what you didn't know is Randy Weaver won $3.2 million. No one was ever charged. These are the kind of people that they're using. They're people that think that they're above the law. And as Benjamin Franklin rightly said in Ending, Americans, if you want to continuously make yourself sheep, these unconstitutional wolves will continuously devour. This, to me, is one of the greatest atrocities that I've ever seen in all my life. For the American people to sit down, and what's even worse, it's our own people doing it to our own people. My goodness, folks. Numbers 32:23. Love you by what we do. I could have went on and on concerning the violations. We'll talk in a day.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.